One of the constricting things before the pill was people were careful in their sexual habits because they didn't want to have any extra children. I guess maybe the women took that angle. But if they're
joking, Bob, in those days they wanted lots of offspring to raise the food, to run the farm, so they didn't starve to death.
Oh, okay. So the point is that the worry about having children that a lot of people, modern people, have. All I have to remember is that they don't have to be responsible for the children when they're born, right? They don't have to be responsible. Maybe be your friend.
They never have been responsible. That's why they became, finally, with your birth certificate system, wards of the state.
Yeah, I remember years ago, you know, living in Manhattan, one of the journalists was saying, isn't it interesting that married couples, they have their baby carriage, they have a sense of sovereignty or space, and you have to adjust to them, and if they come into the restaurant, you know, they make a lot of noise, and that's okay because they're a family. Now, this was an independent single person's complaint and didn't like this family hierarchy.
Well, they run over in the crosswalk by these people with the strollers that are pushing their way through and running over you. Because they're not aware of their sense of space.
No, there's usually a great respect for families and strollers. Now, are you advocating, Ian, a kind of not letting the family and their strollers have precedence? Because they're being too careful about the kid and being a parent. A parent's a disservice, being a parent.
No, they say move, and if you don't move, they'll cram them strollers in the back of your heels and run you down.
Yeah, and they seem to have a sense of right away.
Exactly. And.
Would you agree? Would you think that's cool that the parents think they have a right of way because they got children?
No.
Ah, way to go! Us single people, we like that. We enjoy this religion. Down with parents. If you're a parent, you better watch it. We're just tolerating you pretend you have a role in life when you should be staying out of that kid's face. So, Mr. Grant, what do you think? Well, you just heard us talk about Ion 8 for the family. It wants us to check our stereotype feelings about the value of the family. What do you think of that?
Wow, that's
a tough one.
Yeah, that is a tough one.
It's not tough. Just be mindful of your damn strollers when you're running over other pedestrians. You're in a hurry and you're pushing through and you knock somebody's stuff out of their hands, they will throw hot coffee on you. That's why they have a Starbucks on every corner. If you get too bad, they will throw their double mocha latte in your face. But just because you're pushing a stroller, whether it has a baby in it or not, does not give you the pleasure and delight of running over other people that are in the same space or trying to be in the same space that you think your stroller should be. That's all.
Right, and you, if you're pushing a stroller, you have to move sometimes.
If they're really angry, they'll pick up a McDonald's cup.
Especially in Manhattan, you know, singles paradise. So, go ahead. What's your
That's
easy
question.
For me to say.
East Village.
Oh, the East Village. I don't know about that.